Welcome to Adventuring the Girl Life, where we believe life for every girl should be well lived. Each week, we will explore tips and techniques to add more adventure to your world, from fitness and self-care to career building and fulfillment in even the most mundane parts of life. So buckle up. I'm your host, Jen Whitmore, certified personal trainer, mom of two, coffee cup lover, but not coffee, and your new partner in adventure. Welcome back to the podcast, girls. This is episode 2, and I am so excited that you have decided to go with me on this adventure. I want to bring happiness to your life and a little bit more adventure in even the regular things, and I am very excited that you're here with me. So today we are talking about three good things, and this is going to tie right in with how I'm feeling today because it is spring and it is pouring rain, and it has been pouring rain for like 3 weeks, and I am ready for spring, and I need a little bit more happiness in my life. I actually have a hot pink rain jacket and hot pink rain boots, and I met with a friend earlier today, and I told her that I was just trying to bring a little bit of spring into this dreary rain, and I loved my hot pink colors. They made me a little bit happier. So falling in line with being a little bit happier, we are going to be talking about three good things. And the three good things technique is something that Dr. Seligman created. And what it is you're going to be writing three positive things that happened to you that day at night after the day is over, and you're going to be doing this for 7 days. And what this is going to do is it's actually going to help you with being more grateful for just the regular things in life. So it's positive, it makes us happier, and it's going to change the way that our brain is wired. So we are rewiring our brain to be a little bit more happy and a little bit more appreciative of the things that we have and how blessed that we are. So, how are we going to do this? You're going to do this for 7 days. You're going to write three things, and you are going to use pen and paper. And you're also going to give details about each thing, lots of details. So the reason that we are writing this with pen and paper is because there are so many things that are activated in your brain when you put pen to paper. You have to recall how to write the letters. You have to think about what you're actually writing. You have to remember to push your hand. Your brain is telling your hand to move and how to move by recalling the letters. And so you're thinking, you're using language, it's remembering things, and muscle movement. So all of these things are being activated at the same time just by writing something with pen and paper. And all of those things aren't activated when we type on the computer or on our phones. So we are rewiring our brain, we are strengthening our brain, and so we are using pen and paper with this technique. And we just want to do this because we want to remember basically not to take things for granted. We have to remember to be grateful for the awesome things that we have in life, even if they're as simple as something as, thank you, I am so thankful for a working washing machine. Thank you, I am so grateful for a working car to get me from point A to point B. And people who are grateful are a lot healthier, they're a lot happier, and most of the time they're very much more fulfilled. See, we have this tendency to where we focus on the negative things. And I think that probably stems from evolution because it's all about survival. We are always on the defensive to make sure that we can survive and that happens to be negative a lot of the times. So what we want to do is we want to try to rewire our brain and focus on the positive things, because the negative things, we just roll them over and over in our minds and we rarely focus on the good. We want to think about how to fix it or how we could have done it better or maybe next time we can do it differently. And all of those things are negative. So we want to change the way that we think about things, and the three good things technique is how we can pull our focus from the negative back to positive thoughts, because we have all of these great things in our lives that we just forget are there because they're there on a regular basis. And we have to remember how to be grateful for small things and small victories. So perfect example would just be something as simple as when you go to the refrigerator, you open it and there's food in there. I know a lot of us might be single, but there's lots of us that live with other people. Just being grateful for having other people in your life, people to come home to after work, those are all positive things. And as parents, if we remember to talk about these things that we're grateful for in front of our kids can possibly learn how to think more about good things. And so we can start with our children at an early age on how to be grateful and how to think on good things, and we can rewire their brains way earlier than what we're having to do for ourselves. So the good things technique is fantastic. And I did it all 7 days and I loved it. I looked forward to it every day. And even after the 7 days were over, I continued on. I actually printed some different types of papers and put them all together like in a little notebook, and I laid them on my nightstand so that I could write three good things in the morning and then three good things at night. And I have been doing it ever since. And it has definitely positively affected me. I will be real transparent. And recently I was going through a bout of anxiety, and that is something that I struggle with here and there. It kind of pops its ugly head up every once in a while. And so randomly, I actually started doing the three good things technique at the same time that I was struggling, and it did take me probably around day 8 or day 9 to notice a difference, but I actually woke up thinking positive thoughts, and it actually hadn't been like that for the last little bit. And so I actually started to notice when I woke up in the morning, the first thoughts that popped into my mind were thankfulness and gratefulness. And so I really, really have enjoyed this. And I am going to put my personal pages, day 1 through 7, up on the show notes. So you are more than welcome to see all of my thankfulness and gratefulness over the last 7 days of my trial, and I hope that maybe it can spark some things for you. So focusing on things that went well, it actually breaks up depression, and I am living proof of that. I'm very excited to say that yes, it worked for me, and I enjoyed it very much, therefore I continued it. And just to reiterate, these things don't have to be grand. Lots of times what happens is when we go out, we buy this new toy, we have an appreciation for it, but that only lasts for a short time. It's a short-term type of appreciation, type of gratitude, and then these things almost become undeserving of our mental time, of our mental energy. So we just basically forget about them, forget that they exist. And by doing this exercise, we can actually fight that loss. By consciously expressing gratitude, it reminds us that we already have good things, and therefore we no longer need to go out and grab that new toy to make ourselves happy, because it shifts our mindset and how we view even material things. And even if you want to apply it to people, we can almost create this happiness loop of being grateful for others. When we see them in person, we're more likely to be glad to see them because we've been thinking about how grateful we are for them. And then when we're nice to them, in turn, they're nice back to us, which again makes us happy. So we have this loop that keeps going around and round. And that, to me, is fantastic. You know, we have these capabilities to rewire our brain, to make things change, and we can change them for the positive. Our brains are so much more powerful than we have ever been told that they are. There's things that our brains can change in, even in our body. And I just think these things are amazing, girls. I'm so excited to share them with you, and it totally makes me kind of a nerd. But I love how the brain works. I love how the body works, and it just all works together. And anyway, I'm kind of a nerd. I love it so much. So fun fact here is that the three good things for 15 days showed a 94% increase in happiness. And I can tell you that it didn't even take me the whole 15 days, but I have thoroughly enjoyed it. And I would really love to hear if any of you try it. Again, I will put up my own days in the show notes for you to see. And if you want to start and do three good things, I would love, love, love to hear about it. You can contact me at jenwhitmoretraining.com under contact. I am also on Instagram at jenwhitmoretraining, and you can tag me with the hashtag adventuregirl for three good things. And next, we are going to be talking about my adventure of the week. So, considering this show is brand new, the adventure of the week is going to be an adventure that I provide for you all every week. It is an extension of the podcast, and the adventure of the week will be a video that is up on YouTube. And this week, we are going to be videoing the salt cave. So if you all have ever heard of the pink Himalayan salt and all the benefits that come with it, then you will understand what we are doing. But this is actually going to be an adventure where I go and sit in the salt cave for 55 minutes. And if you want all the rest of the information and all of the benefits that pink Himalayan salt has, what it can do for your body, then you can find it on the Adventure of the Week on YouTube, which I will also put in the show notes for you. Now, as we're winding down, we, of course, cannot forget about our crowning moments and our flop moments. So each week, I will give you a crowning moment for me and a flop moment for me. And these are just something fun that I love to add to the show, because no one is perfect. We all have great things that we do, and we all have ridiculous things that we do. So crowning moments and flop moments, here we go. Okay, flop moment first. That way we can just end on a positive note. That's the only reason. So my flop moment for this week, unfortunately, was I pack my children's lunch every single day for school. They do not eat cafeteria food. And so I forgot to make my daughter's main protein dish for the week on Sunday. And Monday morning, we were scrambling because I forgot, and I was so apologetic. And then I forgot again on Monday night. So Tuesday, when she got up, again, no main protein dish. So again, we're scrambling. And of course, I was even more apologetic. I felt so bad. I'm like, how can I forget to make my child's food? Ugh, fail for me. Anyways, better luck tomorrow on Wednesday. Middle of the week, almost over. Anyways, okay, crowning moment for me this week is that I started Whole 30. And this is actually going to tie into another adventure that we will be doing on YouTube. But Whole 30 is, I think, a little bit more strict than paleo. And I actually just wanted to try it, one, to help me lose a little bit of weight, but two, just to see if I could. And I definitely have done things like this before, but just because of the fact that I was recently in a funk, I needed a boost, and I figured why not do it the best way possible with food, so do Whole 30. And I am about 9 days in at this point, and I have not cheated. I have not cheated once, because if you know anything about the Whole 30 diet, you can't cheat. If you cheat, you have to start all the way back at the beginning. And being 9 days in, it is just not worth the cheat to have to start all over. And I'm a little bit proud because my thing is pizza. Oh, my thing is so pizza, 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 pizza. And I had pizza in front of my face like 4 days in a row. It was just insane. Like Friday night, my family ordered out pizza. And then Saturday, we went out to dinner and my son got pizza. And then the next day after church, they pulled out the leftovers of pizza to eat for lunch. And I don't know. It was just so much pizza and garlic knots and wings, and it all smelled amazing, and I wanted it so bad, and I did not have any. So, crowning moment for me. I'm super excited, super glad that I did not fail and eat the pizza, because I really, really considered it. But I figured I would be way more disappointed with myself if I caved. So, crowning moment for me. I made it, girls. Thank you. Thank you very much. I welcome your applause. All right. And that is it for this episode of Adventuring the Girl Life. All of the links will be posted in the show notes. Girls, I am so excited that you are here with me. And next week, we are going to be talking about Whole 30, actually. Whole 30 versus keto. Do we like them? Do we hate them? Do we want to do them? Whole 30 versus keto. Everything you want to know next week. And as always, please remember to subscribe if you love Adventuring the Girl Life. Leave us a review so more girls can grow. And until next week, girls, adventure on.